بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We are busy with our lessons with regard to how to attain and improve our salah and work until we try and get a perfect salah. But in any case, we have to realize that salah will never ever become perfect till we reach the qabr. Yes, inshallah, it will be improved. A person makes shukr, my salah is improving. But as our Hazrat taught us so beautifully, and what I'm saying here, it's not my lessons, it's all what I've learned from my honorable illustrious Shaykh Al-Man Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali. In my broken way, I'm just revising my sabak, and we all can learn, inshallah. That Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi and our Buzurgs taught us that the moment a person thinks that today I performed a perfect salah, then that is the worst salah of his day. Because as you improve your salah and you finish, then you realize, I'm still far from the mark. I should have performed a better salah. That is why after salah, immediately we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Allah, please forgive me. What an opportunity you gave me. This is the reason, as we have learned, salah is the most outstanding form of ibadat, the highest form of ibadat. So when a person has got the highest form, the best thing in his hand, a person will make the best use of it. But if you didn't make the best use of it, then you'll regret, what did I do? So as a person realizes, and when do the cause in the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll realize, where can I ever think that I can perform a salah that is acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you do the cause in marifat, you realize Allah is kareem, Allah is very kind, very merciful. Allah ta'ala sees our eagerness, Allah ta'ala will accept, inshallah. So this cause we have to do of how to improve our salah all the time and all the time work to try and get a perfect salah. And very importantly is we should be making dua, particularly this month of Ramadan, that oh Allah, all my years of salah that I destroyed, please forgive me. You are so kind. You are Qadir Mutlak. You are that great controller. And you have got that power that you can change all my evil, all my worst salahs into the best salah you can change. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. So we should be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then as we explained, and we realize that to gain that high position of connection with Allah, and this is what is called tasawwuf, that nisbati batini, that internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the highest and the final objective. But you first need the outward, you first need the body, you first need the container. Without the container, how are you going to fill the nur of Allah? How are you going to fill this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is why our Hazrat explained, and we learned yesterday also, that we have to see that we first have to learn the masail of salah, the outward postures of salah, all the different aspects of salah. As our Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that a Sufi is not that person that his eyes is only on the arsh of Allah, that I only want to get the close connection with Allah, and he's performing salah, he doesn't look down by his ankles, that his trouser is covering his ankles, or his big jubba, his big new kurta he bought is covering his ankles. No, a Sufi looks all over. He watched every aspect of deen. That is my hukukullah, my rights with Allah, my salah, my zakah, all this from the time I became matured, is it in order? If it's not in order, I made mistakes, I come to learn, now you start correcting it. And hukukul ibad, very important. And my loving with fellow members, with my social life, etc., my dealings, all this, we have to put it in order, then we will start improving our salah, and then we have to do the scores of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to do the scores, it's not a difficult course. As we explained yesterday, if a person doesn't know how to type didn't do a computer course, for example, and you tell him type a letter, He says, I don't know how to type. But teach him the course, and now what he'll do with the computer, he'll be surprised himself. So more than all the computers, all the technology in the world, with all those causes, what that can give us, wallah, one cause of namaz, what namaz and salah will give us, we'll be shocked. And then we'll realize and understand how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they threw from their salah. So one is, Hazrat explains, that when will the salah have an effect in our life? That haqiqi namaz, when the namaz becomes a reality. And a reality of salah is a namaz of baru, a namaz with soul, life. Like now I'm talking because I've got soul in my body. If my soul is out, I'm sitting here, I'll be looking like a perfect human being. But nothing, I won't able to talk, I won't able to move my hands, I won't able to move my limbs, nothing. Everybody will have to carry me. Like so beautifully our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, his son Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Madrasil Ali, very great wali of Allah Ta'ala also, he says that you all of you are seeing me. He says, yeah, we say, yes, we're seeing you, you can hear me talking. He says, yes, we all seeing you, we can hear you talking. He says, none of you have seen me. And you haven't seen, you haven't heard me. Because in reality, you're just looking at my body. My reality is my soul. When my soul is out, then you'll know my reality. And that is why it comes. When a person, a soul is being extracted from the body, it starts from the toes. It starts coming out from the body. And slowly, slowly you see your feet get cold, the body starts getting cold. When it comes to the mouth and your soul comes out, your mouth is left wide open. And your eyes are popped out, popped open. At that time you're seeing the color of your soul. What was the color of my soul? And that's a different subject, we don't want to go into all that detail. Our Hazrat says that, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُؤْسِلَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَأُسِلَ مَا فِي السُّدُورِ. Don't you know when you go in the qabr, you're going to be raised, and whatever was in the heart is going to come out. Like when a plane crashes, the first thing they're looking for the black box, what went wrong. So Hazrat says, we shouldn't worry of that black box, worry of our heart, our soul. That it shouldn't be when we come up and raised on the day of Qiyamah, that heart when it's open in front of everybody, then the picture will be clear. Your own wife, everybody will see, now I'm acting like a big buzur. But there they'll see whether I had a white box or a black box. So we have come here to make this, this heart of ours, this ruh, make our spiritual treatment so that the love of Allah can come and all the dirt can go out of our heart. But before the soul even comes into this body, first of all, Allah Ta'ala has prepared the body in the womb of the mother. 4 months and 10 days first the body was prepared. So we also should realize, first we have to prepare our outward body of salah. That's why mashallah we see the course starts from 11 o'clock, the fazail of salah, then all the different masail etc., then the qiraat of salah, all these things are very very important. So we mustn't think, oh I'll only come 11:45, I'll only come 11:30. The more we show eagerness, the more we pay attention and we make dua, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. But we can't just make dua, like today Hazrat says, so when it comes to deen, then we just ask for dua. Maulana, make dua, my namaz gets perfect. But we don't make an effort. When it comes to dunya, then we first make an effort. We first go to the shop, we first go to the bazaar, then we say make dua. No, it doesn't work like that. Dua and dawa, that we have to make dua also and take the treatment also. So according to our eagerness, that's how much Allah Ta'ala will bless us. So when a person does this namaz, when it will have effect, when will it have effect? When it's a real loving namaz of ruh, of soul, of khushu and khudu, of concentration, devotion, humility, humbleness in that salah, and then you'll see that kayfiyat of ihsan, that condition, that anta abudallah ka'annaka tara, that you are reading namaz as though Allah Ta'ala is watching me, as though you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to see Allah Ta'ala is nothing difficult. Allah Ta'ala says, wa fi anfusikum afala tufsirun. We say we can't see Allah. Allah says, look at your own self. Just now you were sleeping, you were dead. Who woke you up? How you got up? So it's, you didn't get up on your own. Allah Ta'ala woke you up. You see, you put your alarm clock for 10 o'clock. Sometimes your eyes open before 10. Sometimes the alarm ring also and you're not hearing it. So it's not you getting up, it's not the alarm waking you up. Allah Ta'ala gave you another life. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi Ahyana. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this dua, that after you wake up, Ya Allah, you gave me another life. So every day Allah is teaching us, whoever has got the slightest doubt, how we're going to be raised from the qabr and we'll be moving again, Allah is showing us daily examples. So this is how we can see Allah. But if you can't realize that, then know very well Allah is watching us. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. This is one muraqabah Hazrat teaches us that we should make daily. That don't you know Allah is watching? And don't only take it in the negative, take it in the positive. Allah is watching. Month of Ramadan now, people have got work, but they left all their work. They came here for a special cause, to learn my love. So Allah Ta'ala boasts about us by the malaika, inshallah. So we should realize it. And as we explain, that when a person doesn't realize, when a person knows the boss is not there, then his work is dila dala, is not. So when we're not conscious Allah is watching us, then we'll see our namaz, as we explained in front, ghaflat wali namaz ke liye to Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'eed hai. That a namaz of unmindfulness. And when is this namaz of unmindfulness? When we don't do the scores of zikrullah, of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do the scores, and we don't do the outward, the body of our namaz, etc. Then our namaz is just unmindful. That we are performing namaz for years and years, but we don't even know when the imam starts. Forget the imam, ourselves. After you read your namaz, ask yourself, did you read Surah Fatiha? I think, I don't know if I read Surah Fatiha. And as our Hazrat explains, Surah Fatiha, Allahu Akbar. Did we ever ponder and think, what is the value of Surah Fatiha? And what is the essence, what is the great ingredients in there, that Allah Ta'ala, who is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah who knows our needs better than us, Allah has given us this prescription to repeat all the time. Every rakat repeat Surah Fatiha. Why, as we heard Maulana Mustafa Sahib Daum Barakatuh explains, the summary of the whole Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. But myself, till now, even the A of Surah Fatiha didn't touch me. I don't even ponder why I'm reading Surah Fatiha all the time. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, just the 7 often repeated ayats, this is far better than what the others have got. So don't stretch your eyes to what the kuffar got. What is their BMs and what is their jets and what is their whatever they got, that cannot compare, forget, to the 7 ayats. Just to the Hamza in the word Allah. So we should realize what we have got is something that we won't look askance. But when we don't do the course, then we think it's difficult. But deen is deen yusrun. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, deen is very, very easy. To do a course in the ma'rifat of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Normally, like a seminar, if you go for a seminar, and today any small thing, big seminars, and they'll say, apply online, and this is how much you'll have to pay, 1,000 rand, a lecture, etc. So the course for the ma'rifat of Allah, what is 1,000 rand? What is 1,000,000 and 1,000,000,000 if we pay for every hour that our chef is giving a bayan? Wallah, you can't pay even a trillion rand for one bayan. It's so valuable, but we're getting it free of charge. So how easy is our deen? To say, to plant one tree in deen, in akhirat, subhanallah, your tree is planted. In dunya, in a second, can you plant a tree? You can't even think of, you can't even spell the word tree in that second, and your tree is planted. So the deen is very easy. Dunya is hard, but shaitan deludes us and makes us feel that deen is hard and dunya is easy. But when you come in the company of the friends of Allah and they open the eyes of our heart, then you realize, yeah, what I'm wasting my time in dunya. Doesn't mean you leave your work, you leave your wife, everything. Everything will come in proper perspective. Now even how you love with your wife, your children, your business, everything you see now is different. You're still going to your business, but now in a different way, in a different mood, in a different way, etc. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned when we do the scores of salah. Quran Pak mein irshad hai, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, qad aflaha al mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Allah Ta'ala says, qad aflaha al mu'minun, beshak kamyabi aur falah ko pahunch gayi wo mu'min jo apni namaz mein khushu karne wala hai. Verily, that person has been successful already. Allah Ta'ala puts it in the past tense, that is already successful. Who is that person who reached the highest level of success? That believer who has attained khushu, that is concentration, devotion, humility in his salah, that when you're standing in front of Allah, in front of whom I'm standing? You stand in front of your ustad, if you know his value, your father, you stand with respect, you stand with humbleness. You stand in front of one judge in a court, forget a judge, ordinary constable by a police station, or a cop on the road stops you, now you stand with humbleness. That is not humbleness. Humbleness has to be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're standing in front of Allah, the kings of all kings, my maker, not just my master, my maker, my owner, Allah who knows my ins and outs better than myself. So that person has got complete success. And a great mufassir, Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi, has mentioned that this word falah in Arabic is so comprehensive. It covers every type of success. Success in deen, success in dunya, all the aspects of deen that you have to do in this world, all the aspects of your dunya, all your matters, Allah will give you success. But when you come to salah, and that is why it is so important, our salah and where our success lies. Allah Ta'ala knows that we are so weak-minded. وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are so weak, we want to use our minds to determine where's our success. So sadly, somebody is looking for success in a degree. In my matric certificate, I got my success. In my PhD, if I get that car, I'll have my success. And like you see today, foolish people, they just got one ordinary, simple car, and the modern day toys of today. And like you get children's toys, remote control. Today, the big people also, our cars work with remote control. Now those toys, and you say, I made it. What you made, that is not success. Success is, فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Who saved himself from Jahannam and entered Jannat, where you're going to meet Allah. And you ought to meet Allah, you have to know Allah. Otherwise you'll go Jannat also, you'll only enjoy all the outward enjoyments. But when you know Allah, you just want to meet Allah. When you got a dawah from a king, and you know it's going to be a very splendid, all the meals, but you know the king, you ask, where's the king? I want to meet him. They say, no, have juice. You say, I'll have juice. I first want to meet the king. So exactly the same. The friends of Allah, Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi, she says, when she gets up at tahajjud, she says, oh Allah, if you woke me up and I'm getting up at tahajjud because I want Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. If you am getting up because I'm worried, you'll throw me in Jahannam, then throw me into Jahannam. But if I'm getting up and you woke me up, O Allah, because I want you, grant me you, O Allah. That is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi used to say that if a person, Allah blesses us, Hajj, Umrah, and you write at Multazam, and you make all the du'as of the world, I want this BM, I want this factory, I want that, I want this, and I want everything, but you don't make du'a for Allah, you ask for nothing. And if you made dua only, oh Allah, I want you, make me yours and you become mine, you ask for everything. Agar tu ek mera to har shay meri, asma mera zami meri. If Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. The skies will be mine, the earth will be mine. If Allah is not mine, nothing will be mine. So Allah Ta'ala explains that a person who works on his salah and inculcates and gains this humbleness, then that person is successful, which means we have to do a course in the salah. As we learn, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, read namaz how you saw me performing salah. And what is this khashi'un? That's this humbleness, concentration, humility in salah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the ra'is of mufassirin, the greatest mufassir of the ummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for him. He says, what is the sign of this humility and concentration in salah? Khaifuna qalban, sakinuna kaliban. That qalban, your heart is fear, I'm standing in front of Allah. And not you, how you fear a lion, or you fear a tiger, or even fear the judge. That Allah is so kind, Allah is so loving. In front of Allah, I mustn't do any action. Like you sit in front of your sheikh, you careful, must say, your nose also you want to blow, must say, careful, you blow it, you take care. so in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so your heart is totally fearful that I mustn't do anything that will displease my Allah. And what is the sign of that? Sakinuna qaliban. Qalib is this body in which the heart is, the ruh is. So your body will be totally motionless. Not like our Hazrat explains so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says, that you see a person, he is intending to perform salah, so he makes wuzu at home, very important and very a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wuzu kanas are actually for more musafir, or people just came from work and he couldn't manage to go home to make wuzu, then you use the wuzu kana. But normally we're supposed to be making wuzu at home, prepare, and that every step you're taking, your stages are getting raised, etc. So a person when he makes wuzu at home, nothing is itching him. And he's wiping himself with a towel also, nothing itching him. He's walking, come tell the masjid, nothing itches, nothing itches. The moment he says, Allahu Akbar, now you see it's itching. And Hazrat says, he saw, our Dada Sheikh says, I saw many learned people also. Not only itching, they digging diamonds while in salah. And then inspecting it, is this the Kohinoor? Which diamond is this? So he says, in front of Allah, we're standing in front, so that means there's no khashi'un. We are unmindful in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should realize that if you want the success and every type of success, today we look for success anywhere else. Just ordinary pamphlets, somebody have to put an advertisement, so many fake advertisements. Come for this lecture and I'll teach you how to become a millionaire. Everybody will run for it. There's no place. But in the masjid, where Allah Ta'ala is announcing, special announcer of Allah, Muazzin, that is why he is so honorable. We just take it for granted. The position of the Muazzin, we don't know. Those are people, their heads will be so high, long necks on the day of Qiyamah. That these are people who called us to success. And we were unmindful. Imagine a man is calling you. You know your success, but still somebody is reminding you. And still you say, hey, I must just finish this business deal. I must just finish this computer course. I must just do this payment. At the time when Allahu Akbar Azan goes, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to tremor. Aisha radiallahu herself used to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be talking to us. The moment Hazrat Bilal radiallahu starts Azan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a different world. He's just moving now towards Salah in a different world. So Allah give me just an iota, a glimpse of this reality. As our Hazrat explained today, one weakness in the Ummat, Azan is going, but we talking. We engage in something else. Whereas respect for Azan alone is something else. Allahu Akbar. The wife of Harun al-Rashid, very rich lady also, she did lot of service for humanity, but when she passed away, then somebody saw in a dream that Zubaydah Khatun, that you, how Allah dealt with you, say, Alhamdulillah, Allah forgave me, and gave me high stages, say, yeah, all the work you did, you built the canal from Baghdad, right till Makkah Sharif, water, etc. Say, no, one day I wanted to drink water, I asked my first female servant, bring me a glass of water. She brought the water, I was just about to drink, and Azan started, so I didn't drink that water. I waited, I held a glass till Azan, or I was answering the Azan. After Azan, then I drank water. Allah forgave me on that. Today we are talking, we don't answer the Azan, and there's two ways. One is verbally we should answer the Azan, and that is Sunnat. And Wajib, we must be moving for Salah. Leave everything else now. So, but we are still unmindful. And then in Salah, so we come, we are scratching. So because we don't do the scores, that is why we find, this is the, as we will explain, it comes in front also, that this is our condition. And as we explained yesterday, that first of all, just see, our wuzu is not according to sunnah. And if we bring our wuzu and bring deen into our life, and this is what is the tawuf, to bring deen. And deen is simple, deen is not something out of the world, that if you come here, you start making zikr, you see lights and you see dreams. We mustn't live in a dream world. Our Shaykh and our Hazrat Hakimul Ummah Mawlana Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, our life is not a dream, our life is reality. Today people come, khanka, you sit few days, now you say, Hazrat, I saw this dream, I saw that dream. Forget about dreams, come to reality. And reality is deen, and deen is simple things. As we are taught how to make wuzu, we learn it, we hearing it, let us bring it into practice. Let us find out. So beautifully Mawlana explained how to make masa. How beautifully Mufti Sahib explained it. Till today, let me and myself think, we are alims also. Am I making masa like that? Now you learned it, make masala it. Or if you forgot, go and ask again. So this is this reality Allah Ta'ala give us. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar. Further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in the studies, Hazrat Abu Darda رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک مرتبہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آسمان کی طرف نگاہ اٹھائی اور یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ اس وقت علم کے دنیا سے اٹھ جانے کا وقت منکشف ہوا ہے. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out one time and he looked at the skies. And he says, Allah Ta'ala has opened to my heart that now knowledge is being lifted from the world. Allahu Akbar. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, over 1400 years ago, so one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala immediately he inquired and he said, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu and our lives should be sacrificed on Sahaba radiallahu. They made deen easy for us. We all got this objection now in this mind that knowledge will be lifted from the world. But we see Darul Ulooms. We see with, and today, as our Shaykh explains, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, today people got CDs. They say, I got so many megs of CDs. I got so many hundred CDs of my Shaykh. How much are you listening? You don't have to. How much are you practicing? That is the reality which we will come to inshallah. Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu sahabi ne asked, kya ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilm humse kis tarah ut jayega? So the sahabi immediately asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how will knowledge be lifted from the world? That we see and we saw from the time of Musa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that also, hum log Quran Sharif padte te, aur apne aulaad ko parhate hai, aur woh usi tarah apne aulaad ko parhayenge, aur silsila chalta rahega. So he said, how will it be lifted, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We learning from you, Deen, and inshallah we'll be teaching our children, we'll guide them, they'll teach their children, and this chain will carry on, inshallah. So how will knowledge be lifted from this world? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam beautifully replied, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya, maine tujhe bara samajhdar khiyal karta tha. Ye Yahud wa Nasara bhi to Taurat Injil parte parhate hain, phir kya kar aamad hua? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala, I thought you very understanding. You are intelligent man. But I see, don't you see? Look at the Jews and Christians. They also had Torah, they also had Injil, they also learned, they taught their children. What was the result? The whole thing was changed also. Torah is changed. You don't get the original Bible, original Testament, nothing. There's no deen. They call themselves the followers of the scriptures. But there's no scripture in their life. There's no deen in their life. And what is the reality of this? It means that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in another hadith, sayati alan nasi zamanun la yabqa min al-islam illa ismuhu wa la yabqa min al-quran illa rasmuhu. That a time will come in deen, in the life of my ummah, that nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. Abdul Rahman, Ahmad, Muhammad, and today we see, we're living in the Zamana. If you go in the street, Allahu Akbar, forget the street, go to Haramain Sharifain. If people are out of the masjid, in the bazaars, not around Haramain Sharifain, just on the outskirts, you won't know, is this person Ahmad, Muhammad, or is he John or Peter? Is this Fatima or who? Our outward doesn't even resemble where our inward is going to resemble. So no, nothing left of Islam. Beautiful names. And names alone, it doesn't help. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example which Hazrat says that, I'm not giving the masala, that if a person has a bottle of Coke, and he says, Hazrat says, Coke is worse than poison. So I'm not saying whether you can drink it or not. What I'm giving an example, that if you got a bottle of Coke and somebody loves Coke, and as it is mentioned today, sadly, if just the ulama stop drinking Coke, then Israel will feel the pinch already. But today, even in Haram Sharif, we can't stop drinking Coke. Where we got the best drink in the world, Zamzam. They also, we can't drink Zamzam, and we drink very little. But when we come home, then Haji Sahab wants to come with 220 liters, and then expect everybody to help him. But there we're not drinking. So any case, that is why in Makkah Sharif, ulama have explained, actually the masala is you should stand and drink, that drink as much as Zamzam you can. Here we come, we got small glasses, now we're asking, must I stand or sit? That's a different matter. So if on Coke bottle you got Coke written, but you got black vinegar in there, and you give a person who loves his Coke, give him this, he'll just take one sip and he'll spit it in your face. Say, what you giving me? So So exactly the same. Myself, I am presenting Islam and just my name, Abdul Rahman, but no Islam in me, no outward picture of Islam. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that knowledge will be lifted from this world. That is the understanding of knowledge, the true reality of knowledge. Today we see, even young ulama today, we learn knowledge of deen, but our elders have done all the research for us. But we want to do our research, as if we got more understanding. Elders have done it for us on the golden tray. That is why Allah Ta'ala knew our weakness. Allah gave us fuqaha, great faqis, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. What knowledge of deen. Today we want to try and understand the hadith on our own. And we are going haywire, unnecessary debating. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Al-Aqeemul Ummat, Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, the tahqiqat and tadqiqat of yours, that all this research, etc., is not going to help you in the qabr. In the qabr, you have to answer the questions, and that is if you brought deen in our life. So this understanding, the reality of deen, the words of deen will be left. Lot of kitabs also, libraries, institutions, you can't name it how many institutions, but the reality of deen will be out of our lives. And as our Hazrat explained, we'll explain after this point further here. And similarly, Hazrat explained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained in the same hadith that لا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. Sadly, we see the condition today. Nothing left of Quran Sharif but just customary. And now Quran Sharif competitions. And girls in the competitions now. Ladies in competitions. And we think we're progressing in our deen. Whereas we're going backwards in our deen. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Rajalam, Tabi'in, Tabid, which was called the best times, were they having these things? Or they had reality of deen? So this is what we have to come here and learn and get from our Shaykh, from the hearts, and this comes. One is ilm e nabuwat, the knowledge of nabuwat, you'll get in the darulums, you'll get in the madrasas, etc. But the nur, that is that current, that like, for example, a person got a beautiful building, you got all the latest appliances, the best fridge, the best everything, and you take your friend to show him, that see my house, very beautiful. So he tell you it's very hot on the aircon, you're putting on the switch, everything. Why? Aircon is not oning. Say there's no current. There's no wiring also. So what's the good of all that appliances? So the wiring, here we have to come here for our wiring. And when the wire is done also, you'll be paying the electrician. He'll be taking installments. You say, but there's still no current. He say, you just say, I'm doing the wiring. And when the wiring is finished and he calls the inspector, and the inspector checks everything is right, and he puts on the switch, just one switch, and you see, oh, I got lights now. Now you see your namaz. Oh, life came into my namaz. I thought I was performing namaz. Now when you say Allahu Akbar, you surrender to Allah. Now you realize Allahu Akbar. Who is the greatest? Not even me. Normally our Mazhar Sadam al-Khatum says, we say Allahu Akbar. Outwardly we say everybody, Allah is the greatest. But you still think, no, I'm great. What about my factory? What about my BM? What about my... So to everything to be outed. I am the most worst in front of Allah. Where me and where Allah Rabbul Izzat? So Hazrat further explains, the Sahabi radiallahu says that after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala nu, he says, Abu Darda, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ke shagir kehte, his student says, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu student says, ke maine dusre sahabi Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu se jaakar yeh kisa sunaya. Hazrat Abu Darda's student heard and he said, I went to another sahabi, Hazrat Abu Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala nu, like we also like to do this. So he said, I explained to him this incident, what he explained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them about knowledge will be lifted from the world. Unhone farmaya, he said, yes, let me tell you, ke Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala sach kehte. He said the truth, 100% truth what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And main batau ke sabse pehle kya cheez dunya se uthegi. And let me tell you what is the first thing that will be lifted from this world. Sabse pehle namaz ka khushu uth jayega. The first thing that will be lifted as far as knowledge and reality is concerned, the concentration, devotion, humility of salah. The masjid will be full, but hardly a person has got concentration and devotion. Today, tu dekhega ke bari masjid mein ek shakhs ne bhi khushu se namaz parne wala na hoga. Hazrat says that you'll see the whole masjid will be full, but even one person not concentrating. And today, forget our masjids. Haramain Sharifain, the markers of hidayat. In namaz, people are busy with their cell phones. Their phones are ringing. Our concentration is not there. You're right. And here, you're making niyat. I'm facing Qibla. There you right in front of Kaaba Sharif. Kaaba is in front of us and we can't concentrate. So just reality that deen will be lifted. And Hazrat says this is not only salah. We see every aspect of our deen. Today Qurbani, it's easy to write a check and send your Qurbani. You say people don't get the food in Malawi, in India. Qurbani is not a charity. Qurbani is a reality. Allah says, لَا يَلَانَ اللَّهُ لُحُمْهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُوا تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. We want to see the taqwa, that's reality. That when you're putting that knife on that animal, are you slaughtering your own desires? That I'm giving my life for Allah. Allah has been so kind. Allah doesn't take life, Allah gives 100 lives. But Allah wants to see, are you prepared even to give one drop of sweat, one eye, can you control your one gaze and not look at haram? So this is this. So Qurbani, the Mufti Sahib will also say your Qurbani is made. But who will know the reality of Qurbani? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qurbani, even the ladies, woman folk should try and slaughter themselves with parda. Not today, the ladies are going to the farm. But they taking pictures, videos. Our deen has become a picture. We are picture Islam, as our Sheikh gives the example. We like picture lions. So what the world is treating us like dirt. We have to come reality. Let reality, Qurbani comes in our life. Zakat also, Hazrat explains that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, and the system of Islam is, the rich people should go to the poor man's house and see how he loves, and give him the zakat. That poor man will make dua for you. He'll respect you, he'll honor you. But today, and it is said so beautifully, ni'mal amir ala babil faqir. How good is that amir, that rich man, on the door of a poor man? Because he'll be honored, he'll be respected. Like our Shaykh explained, one Maulana, in the Eastern Transvaal, his family was saying that now we need a new kitchen scheme. Now our kitchen scheme is old, that we want to need a new kitchen scheme. Take us to town to see the kitchen schemes. He said, okay, no problem. So he said, jump in a car. He took them. They went where their maid is staying, in the locations. So he came to the maid's house, and the maid are Muslim already, but she was still living there in a squatter. So she was surprised. My madam is here. And what my master is here. So the Mona said, we came to have a cup of tea by you. So make us tea. And when we want to see your kitchen scheme. When he saw ordinary boxes in it. And then after they drank that tea, simple tea. Then he asked his wife, you want to go see the other kitchen schemes? She said, no, what we got, we in Jannat. What these people have got. So we have to come to reality. That a rich man at the door of a poor man, he'll appreciate. And it is said, بئس الفقير على باب الأمير. Worse and terrible is a poor man at the door of a rich man. Now in our system, we're not following the system of Islam, so the poor people have to come back by us, and then we humiliate them, we scoff them, we taught bad, or Hazrat says, either they come in beg, or either they come in steal. So before they come to our houses, let us go and see the system of Islam. But Islam is gone out of our lives, just name of Islam. So that is why we can't make enough shukr, we have these causes. We have our ulama-i Rabbaniyin to guide us, and give us the spark of Iman. And this is what we have come for. And with namaz, these things will come alive. That deen must come alive in our lives. And see, when deen comes alive, Allahu Akbar, every aspect of our life will just think. And khushu, that this reality. From this also, Hazrat explained another important point, that just that this humility and deen must come in our life, which shows that Allah Ta'ala says, our Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah explained that Quran is so vast. From one ayat, Allah Ta'ala is showing us how all the departments of deen are necessary. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish namaz for my remembrance. Allah's remembrance. Now to get established namaz and to get the remembrance of Allah without knowledge, you can't read your namaz. If you don't have knowledge how to perform namaz, you can't perform namaz. So ordinary laymen like us, the first beginning stages of knowledge is the maktab, the madrasas, ordinary madrasas. So it shows how important is the madaris, or the makatib. Mawlana Masirullah Rahmatullah Alayhi shows and says that see from this one ayat, the important department of deen of the makatibs, how important. And today integrated with the school, it's not sufficient. It's wiping it out. It's taking out the reality. And the makatib itself must be, when you go maktab, the child knows I'm holding my Quran Sharif in my hand. I'm going to sit in front of my ustad, not just sitting in table and chairs. So that reality is also gone out. Maktab is also gone out of our this thing. So that is maktab. In maktab they learn, and now you need ustads to teach in the maktab. So where will the ustads be prepared? In the darul ulums. So darul ulums are also necessary. That department is necessary. And then you see, when a child normally, while he's in a maktab till class 8, 9, 10, they're performing salah. Once they start leaving madrasa, etc., we start getting lazy. We forget our salah. We start neglecting our Quran Sharif, etc. Now we have to be reminded. Allah Ta'ala brought the tabligh jamaat, that they go door to door to remind us, hey, we are Muslims. We have to be performing salah. We have to be learning deen. So they remind us. Now when they come and remind us, now we realize I have to perform my salah. I have to go and learn from the ulama how to learn my salah. Now that learning of salah from the ulama, that is that outward appliances. That is, now you just got the outward. You got a nice fridge, everything, but no current in it. To get current, you have to come to the khanka, the mashayikh. They will wire our hearts. They will put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts. Now see that namaz, that zakat when you give, now you won't give, hey, it's a burden, I'm giving my zakat. You'll be happy and you'll be enjoying that, oh Allah, please accept my zakat. And so how deen will come into our lives. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, huzur, jo huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke razdar kehlate, wo bhi farmate ki sabse pehle namaz ka khushu utaya jayega. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu was the secret keeper of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also said the first thing that will be lifted will be this concentration and devotion in namaz. Hazrat Ali radiallahu se kisi ne poocha ke khushu kya cheez hai, farmaya khushu dil mein hota hai. Hazrat Ali radiallahu, somebody asked him, what is this reality of khushu? Your concentration, devotion. Then he explained, this is the condition of the heart. Inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow. Allah give us tawfiq.